Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquette. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquette. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Runnels moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Runnels moves to third. Wertz moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive towards center. Keogh chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Keogh. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Brown races back for the ball and makes the catch. The throw to the first, and White is out, unable to get back to the bag, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Martin moves to third. Bell moves to second. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. Bell scores. Power moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Monbouquet scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens is hit by the pitch. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Runnels, who tags Pearsall, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Button hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Button reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Strickland settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Colavito reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Button. Colavito scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Malzone moves to second. One out. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Bill Monbuquette. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Keogh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Keogh reaches second base with a double. Runnels moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell fires to first and picks off Wirtz. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Forknealy's, and towards Malzone, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Baxas pinch hits for Gary Bell. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. Strickland is called out on strikes. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to second. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and three walks. Button is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Gurnett now playing left field. Leo Keeley now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-4 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Power. Runnels moves to third. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Brewer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. Brewer scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.